Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is a great friend, Mr. Dan Olsinski. And Dan is the owner of Laser Sound, and Dan is a DJ.
In the flesh.
Every sense of the word, too.
That's right.
I mean, wow. How long have you been in this business?
Well, I was in it while I was in college. I was a communication arts major. Emphasis was corporate video and broadcasting, but I was even involved in the DJ world prior to that. It's how I helped pay for my college education. I was a DJ, I think, from junior high all the way through college, maybe a couple years past college, to when I then decided to pursue a professional, not just a degree, a profession of some kind. And in fact, it was on sales. But then I ended up coming full circle, moving out to Colorado Springs. And I ended up working for a DJ company called Laser Sound, which I then ended up purchasing 2.5 years later. So there was like about a 9-year, 8 to 9 year break that I took between when I was just playing around as a DJ, going to school, and then later on as I pursued a career.
And you built up quite a company. Tell us a little bit about your own personal background. How you find your way into this business? What was it when you were a little kid that... What was the bug that bit you?
Well, I will be honest with you, and since this is a family program, I will edit myself. But when you are in high school and college, as a young man, the motivation, so to speak, for being a DJ centered around the party aspect of things.
Okay.
Being around the opposite sex, having the chance to kind of... show off a little bit, that kind of thing, and being around music. Loved music since I've been a kid.
Yeah.
Just been a music junkie, all different kinds. So, you know, that was like the trifecta. And that's kind of what got me interested. And then it was later on in life when you figure out what your skill set is and where you're good. I was very good at not only being a DJ and entertaining, but I was also very good at running a business, and that I got from my father.
Okay, so there the days of having an iPod and a little bit of software and a few speakers, it really doesn't count for much. There's an art, there's a science, there's a really a lot of deep technical skill that goes into this. I've seen your boards, I've seen some of your setups and your equipments. Wow, pretty elaborate stuff.
Well, you've got the software. In our case, we run what's called BPM software. Mm-hmm. And there's Serato. There's a couple others out there that DJs use to mix music. It's no longer two turntables and a mic. It's now your two files and a mic.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're negotiating music between those. And it actually has made life a lot easier for DJs. Just like with the digital camera and photographers, you know, everybody thinks that they could be a photographer. Well, in the case of the iPod and some of the electronic media, MP3s, everybody thinks that they can be a DJ. There's a lot more that goes into it than just being able to do that or running software or being able to run a computer, that kind of stuff.
And that kind of leads us then to assumptions people make, not only about DJs, but about DJing. Mm-hmm. So how does talk about some of those.
So it's a combination. When we teach new DJs for Laser Sound, it's a pretty elaborate process. It takes about 6 to 9 months to become a Laser Sound DJ. And that's because they have to be good at not just mixing music, being able to choose the right music, read a crowd, that kind of thing. They have to be able to interact with the client, with the vendors. They have to be, you know, in some cases physically fit to be able to set up equipment, break down equipment, understand when they have to troubleshoot, how to deal with scenarios that may be either uncomfortable or unplanned for. Just all the different things associated with it. And then on top of that, being an MC, being able to make announcements. Timing is always important. But yeah, there's a lot that goes into being a DJ. It's not just mixing music.
Soft skills.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to get to work on time.
Yep.
You need to know how to dress yourself and carry yourself, as in comportment, and you need to know how to communicate. So even with public speaking, even doing business on the radio gets really interesting because there is a sense of timing that you need to keep as you go through, and you need to know when to start and stop, and you need to know your timing. picking music has really got to be an interesting kind of art to try to teach, because it's genres and there are billions of songs out there now, where when I was a kid there were three and they were all on 45 LPs, right. I mean, you know, 45 little fast playing things, a little, remember a little plastic insert that goes, oh, you're too young for that.
No, I still have them. I was DJing when there was vinyl, so
okay.
I totally get it.
Yep, I quite imagine you do. So how do you impart those skills to somebody who is going to be a member of your team?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I like to have people that are a little more mature sign up to be a DJ or that are interested in DJ. Not saying that somebody that's younger, and when I say younger, you know, we're saying, you know, post-college or whatever, couldn't be a DJ. What I'm looking for is somebody that possesses some of those soft skills already. The DJing stuff is actually not that hard to teach. Once again, music selection is important, being able to understand. If you got a younger DJ, he's got to be able to understand the music of the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and you know, anytime after that, they're usually pretty good. But being able to teach the soft skills is the toughest part. So I try to see if they already have some of that mm-hmm. in place. And then, of course, the voice. That's important, too. So coaching them through that, I listen to them when I interview them. I go on a number of gigs with them, have them do some announcements, that kind of stuff for the gigs, like where they can do a little bit of work without interfering with how the process goes.
You really have to be able to keep a room energized.
Yeah.
And that happens with a combination of music, your personality, your timing, even your voice, when you jump in and when you don't. Mm-hmm. And I imagine you're taking requests from the crowd and managing all kinds of interesting different situations all at the same time. So there is multitasking happening there as well.
Yes, it's not just, and pardon me for this, I'm not trying to be sexist. It's not just for women. Guys have to have that capability of doing that as well. My wife actually alluded to the fact that I was very good at multitasking, and mm-hmm. I didn't think that I was. But in this business, she was spot on. I have to be good at multitasking.
You talked earlier about the idea that your DJs that come to work with you need to know something about music that goes back a few decades, mm-hmm. the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And that is really a function of the people that you are serving.
Correct.
And those people tend to be on the more prosperous end of the scale, sort of on the upper end of things. And because of that, there's some maturity in your audience as well. Mm-hmm. So you've got to match a DJ with your audience.
Right. And that's part of the secret sauce, making sure that we have the personality that matches who we're talking to. And I will tell you that some of the different things that we do, I mean, we even go back as far as the 30s, you know, 20s, 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, 50s. Now, I don't expect my younger DJs to understand. I expect them to study,
yeah.
learn,
yep.
glean from other DJs that they work with or from businesses that they or certain gigs that they do, weddings or whatever, through the playlist. But having that understanding, I think, is key, developing that knowledge. But, yeah, you're right. As far as the audience is concerned, because we customize every single one of our events, it is key to make sure that we pair up that DJ with that customer properly.
All right, let's do this in the couple of quick minutes we have left. This always goes so fast, Dan.
Yep.
Thank you very much for being here.
You bet.
Talk about how to select the right DJ and then describe briefly a little bit about the process, and then let's give a call to action. Let's give phone number and website address for you.
Gotcha. So picking a DJ is probably one of the most crucial things that you're going to be doing if you're doing a wedding. Okay, bar, bat mitzvah, also very important. Corporate events in some degree, it has some level of importance. A high school dance. All those things, you know, you're going to be picking somebody that is going to be responsible for how much fun people have or don't have. And that is one of the things that I talk about when I'm meeting with the customers, when you're interviewing, and notice the word I use there, which is interviewing. Make sure that you interview your DJ, the one that's going to be working your event. Find out how their personality gels with you. What's their knowledge? You know, do they seem like a fun person? Will they work out for you? That kind of thing. Like I said, that part of the whole process of picking a good company to work with, one that has insurance, believe it or not, tons of DJs out there are not insured. They don't treat it like a business. A lot of, you know, trailer DJs out there are people that do it as a hobby. Find a company that does it professionally, that does it full time.
So licensed, insured, and certainly knowledge about the music, the people that you're dealing with, the events, and definitely do that interview.
Yep.
When you are ready, if you want to learn more about all of this, everything that we've talked about, give Dan a call at 719-265-6555. That's 719-265-6555. Or visit Dan online at lasersoundprodj.com. That's lasersoundprodj.com. Dan, I can vouch personally for the fact that your events are very fun, and I wish you stellar success. Thank you for being here today.
I appreciate the time, Ted.
Special thanks to Mr. Dan Olsinski, owner of Laser Sound, for joining us in the Business Connection studio today. That's it for this edition. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.